Even as Netaji was raising an army to free India, Gandhiji was rallying the nation to oust its masters. But his call was one of peace. Quit India in peace, he called to India's rulers. Otherwise the will of millions courting arrest and refusing to serve you will bring your reign to a standstill and force you to leave. Millions offered to peacefully protest in the streets of urban India and the dirt tracks of rural India, to court arrest and suffer grim imprisonment. In 1942, Gandhiji spoke the words that launched the people of India on the final push to ousting the British in a manner the world had never before witnessed. On July 14th, the Congress Working Committee met in Wardha and passed a 700-word resolution calling on the British to quit India. There is no question of a last chance, Gandhiji told the press. This is open rebellion of a non-violent character. On 8th August, the resolution was passed at the AICC session in Mumbai, after which he spoke to the thousands who had gathered. Our struggle is now to start. Let every Indian consider himself a free man. He must be ready for the actual attainment of freedom or perish in the attempt. There is no room for office acceptance. There is no compromise on the demand for freedom. Freedom first and then only the rest. Do not be cowards, because cowards have no right to live. Freedom should be your mantra and you should chant it. And on 9th August 1942, the historic Quit India movement was launched from the historic city of Mumbai. Gandhiji and his galaxy of followers went to jail once more in the cause of freedom. They were to come out only when the British government saw that there was no alternative to setting India free and that only the manner of quitting remained to be negotiated. Meanwhile, Muhammad Ali Jinnah and his Muslim League had launched the movement for partition and for Pakistan. Those days brought pain and shame that brothers had to live apart as two nations if they were to live as free men. Gandhiji fought partition every inch of the way, but in the end he said, "Maybe all of them are right, and I alone am floundering in the darkness. May God protect them and grant them all wisdom." Thus were born two nations, later a third. The birth pains were such as the world had never known. Tens of thousands massacred, millions uprooted and rendered homeless, families torn asunder, violence and hatred abounding. The Mahatma had feared and agonized over this, and those who would not heed him had to turn to him once more. Even as that tryst with destiny was kept, the 78-year-old saint walked virtually alone in the cities and villages of Bengal. He was, as Mountbatten was to describe him, a one-man boundary force. And as he walked, he heard the sounds of rage and hate around him, a saint being cursed by those who had once fallen at his feet. "You wish to do me ill, and so I have come," he said. "I have come here to serve Hindus and Muslims alike. I am going to place myself under your protection. You are welcome to turn against me if you wish. I have nearly reached the end of life's journey. I have not much further to go. But if you again go mad, I will not be a living witness to it."
बताया था कि मैं महात्मा कहाँ हूँ? लोग कहें कि तू महात्मा है, ऐसे में महात्मा थोड़ा हो सकता हूँ। मैं कहाँ ऐसा भी कोई मिरेकल कर सकता हूँ, जादू कर सकता हूँ? मेरे पास है ही नहीं, वो विद्या में सीखा नहीं। मैं तो जैसे आप ऐसे ही मामूली आदमी हूँ। आप में और मेरे में फर्क इतना है कि शायद आपका जितना विश्वास ईश्वर पर है उसे थोड़ा मेरे में ज्यादा होगा, लेकिन ज्यादा हुआ और कम, इससे कोई मैं महात्मा थोड़ा बन सकता हूँ और इससे मैं कोई जादू थोड़ा कर सकता हूँ? मेरे पास है ही नहीं। मैं तो इस तरह से ईश्वर को समझता भी नहीं। मैं तो ईश्वर को एक महान शक्ति मानता हूँ, जो जिसको देखो तो एक बार उसे देखो तो उसका नाम सत्य है, दूसरी बार उसे देखो तो एक ही बात हो गई, अहिंसा है, सत्य अगर पूरा पालन करना है तो अहिंसा की सेवा नहीं हो सकता है। तो मैं तो उस ईश्वर को पूछता हूँ, उसमें कोई संदेह नहीं, लेकिन वो ईश्वर मुझको न महात्मा बनाता है, न मुझको कोई मेरे हाथ में जादुई लकड़ी रखता है। मेरे पास तो न जादुई लकड़ी है न कोई लकड़ी है।